Parashas Mishpatim Chamishi Perek Chav Gimel Pasuk Vav. Lo Sata Mishpat Evyon Chav Breva. Do not pervert the judgment of your destitute person in his dispute. Says Rashi Evyon Chav Lashon Ove, meaning a person who longs, Shumadodo, he's detached from any possessions, but Sarev Lakol Tova, and he longs for anything that's good. Pasuk Zayin. Midivar Sheker Tirchak. From distance yourself from a false word. Benakidim Sadik Al Yaharag. To not kill one who is innocent or one who is righteous. Kilo etzdak rasha, for I will not exonerate a person who is wicked. So that's she. The nakid tzaddik al tarog. Minayin liyotsu mibezim chayev. Ve'im amar echad. Yichli lamin alav zachos. Shematzirin. So how do you know that one is chayev? Misa. And a person says, I have a zachos for him to save him. How do you know that you return to the court? Tamalomar. Ve'naki al tarog. You should not kill an innocent person. Al pishin osanik. Even though he's not righteous. Meaning, Shalom and Tzadik Bezin, because Bezin didn't vindicate him. He's still free from death. Because you have something to acquit him with. And when Adam Leosim, your Bezin is right? How do you know that he had a trial and he was acquitted? And then a person says, I have another piece of evidence that can make him chayev. Me, so that we don't return him after the court case said he's exempt. A person who is righteous is exempt from, is connected, killed, meaning a person who's been righteous in court, vindicated in court, he will not be killed, even though he really probably might have done it. Kilo etzak rasha, ein alach alach zero. It's not upon you to return him. Ki anihu atzak ena badin. Because, at the end of the day, I will not vindicate him from my judgment. Im yosim yachazak, and if he becomes free from your judgment, yishli shluchim harbe lamiso, the Misa Shin Sky by many different agents that kill him according to what he deserves. Pasuk Ches, the Shochad lo sigach lo figen yibar b'ki ha-shofa yadar b'kchem. For bribery blinds those who can see. B'saleif divrei tzadikim, it makes the righteous words crooked. So Rashi Shochad lo sigach, afri lo shpar amas, even if it's a truthful judgment, b'chol shkin k'shikiri lahat tzadin, and obviously it was going to, you know, pervert the judgment. Shurin ya, l'hatos atadin namar kvar, because regarding perverting judgment, we already know Lo Sata Mishpat. So the pasuk here is telling it's an added point, even if it's for truth. Even if he's a chacham, and he knows a lot of Torah, and he can see with a lot of knowledge, and he takes bribery, so and his mind will become confused, and he'll forget his learning, his vision will become dim. It corrupts. The words that are justified. The judgments of truth. So it's not just the words of tzaddikim, but it's the words of that are justified. Upright words. Says Pasuk Tes, don't oppress a stranger. And you know, it's a nefesh ager, the life of the soul of a ger. Because you yourself are ger min Mitzrayim. Says Rashi Vigir Lo Sunchatz. Harbim Akomas Yidur Torah Es Agerim Bnei Shuro Ra. In any place the Torah warns with the regards to a stranger or a convert because his inclination is evil to be guided to the evil inclination, so he's liable to revert his behavior to that previous way. So we say don't impress him. Es Nefesh Ager. But Mek Kasha Lo Kishacholzim Lo. How hard is it? We know how hard is it for him when they oppress him because you experience that too. That's a good. Plant your field for 6 years. Satas tuvasa, you should gather your crops. Rashi says, Satas tuvasa, loshon achmas lebayis. Asaf means bring it to the house. Kumar b'asaf to otok b'asaf. Kumar b'asaf is in context and in dvarim to refer to gathering to the house. Pasuk yud alta shvi yis tishmitenu in tashta. On the seventh, you should go out and leave it alone. Va'achlu avyonei amacha, and the destitute of your people should eat. Vitrom tochal chayas haaretz, and the remnants of the beasts of the field should eat it. Kate asal lakam chal zitzach, and do that also for your vineyard and your olive groves. Rashi said, Tishmatana me'avoda, let go working, untashta me'achila, and don't eat it, acher zman beer, after beer has been completed. Dover acher, Tishmatana me'avoda gemura, stop from real significant work, like complete work, like chamisha mitzriya, plowing and sowing. Leave it alone from fertilizing and hoeing as well. We're comparing the food that the poor person eats to the food of the beast. Just like the chai can eat without giving ma'aser. If the Jonah welcome bo ma'aser, so too the poor don't have to eat it with ma'aser. You can't amru a ma'aser b'shrias. You see, remember, there's no source for ma'aser. There's no ma'aser on shemitah produce. Can't the sabach harmacha? Because that's the makeup set 11. So the first part of the passage is talking about a grain field. You should sow your field, which is sowing is referring to planting the wheat. Now we're talking about kerem and a kerem of wine and of olives and grapes. Pasuk Beis. Sheishes yamim tasem asecha. Do your work for 6 days. Ubayom ha'shvi'i tishbos. On the seventh day, you should rest. U'man yinuach sharcha v'chamarecha. So that your oxen and donkey may be at ease. V'yinafesh ben ha'masecha v'ager. And your slave woman's son and the stranger may be refreshed. Says Rashi, v'yom ha'shvi'i tishbos. Ach b'shana shvi'is lo ta'aker. Shabbos variations may come out. Even if you already have Shemitah, as the previous pasuk tells us, don't think that Shabbos is gone. Shal Tomar, how the whole Shabbos, Kol Shana Kori Shabbos, lo tanigo Shabbos variations. Don't think that since we're doing Shabbos the entire year, you don't have to keep Shabbos during the week, of the weekly Shabbos. The mind you know, Shal Chavacham, Racha, Tinlo Nechaya, give it to me, Isla, Hatter, Shia, and Tolish, Shal Ochel, Asabim, Nechaika. And the verse is saying to prevent the animal to pluck grass from the ground. And even though you must rest the animals from Shabbos, you don't have to avoid it from doing Yisurim on Shabbos. Oh, in maybe I have to confine it so it doesn't do Yisurim. Amarta in Zednoech Alatzar, that's not called ease. That's called pain. So it must be just don't, you shouldn't work the animal. Benam Asecha, Be'evet, Aral Kosm, that we're talking about a non-uncircumcised slave. Because if it's circumcised slave, then you obviously have to rest on Shabbos because it's a partial Jew. Benam Asecha, we did that. V'Hager, Zed Gertoshev, this is a Gertoshev. Who's not a full-fledged ger. Obviously, because it's a full-fledged ger, you have to keep Shabbos. Pasuk Gimel. Uvechol asher amarti alechem tishamiru. Everything I tell you, you shall keep. It should be kept to you. Shem Elohim acherim lo saskiru, in the name of the other gods, don't mention. Olo lo yishma picha, nor should it be heard through your mouth. Uvechol asher amarti alechem tishamiru. To make this means that every positive commandment will also have a negative commandment there. Because every time it says the word shmira, it really means like a list of losasay. Losaskiru. Shloyomalo. Person should say, Shomorli b'tzai avodazara plonis. Or tamon imi b'yom avodazara plonis. Wait for me by this avodazara, or let's meet up on this, say with me on the day of the avodazara. Dabracher. It teaches us, in fact, we juxtapose the Bodhisattva to other mitzvos. It tells us that a Bodhisattva is the equivalent of other mitzvos, and a person who's careful to watch a Bodhisattva, it's as if he's watching all the mitzvos. Lo yishama, min agoy, you should not be heard from a non-Jew. Apicha, shel tasas shutchus in agoy, don't make a shutchus with a guy. And he has enough swear with based up to idol. If there's a dispute, it seems that you're causing the idol to be mentioned because of your statements. 3 times you should celebrate for me during the year. Rashi says, Regalim, Ta'amim means 3 times. Chenki Hibisani is a Shalosh Regalim. This is in Bamidvar by Bilam. It hit me 3 times. Pasuk Tassov, Eschag Matzos Tishmar, the Pesach you shall watch, Shiva Samir Tocha Matzos, E Matzos for 7 days, Kashres Visicha, as I command you, Moeiv Chodesh Aviv, at the time of the month of the spring, Kibo, because on that time, Yatzasa Mi Mitzrayim, you went out of the time, Volo Yerep, and I recome, and you should not be seen before my hand, for me Hashem, empty handed. Rashi says, Chodesh Aviv, Hatavua Mismalis Boba Bibao. That's the crop. That's when the crop becomes filled with its moisture. Lashon Acher Aviv is Lashon Av. I mean, the father, Bechor Vereshus of Bashal Peros, is the first and earliest month of the ripening of the fruits. That's what Aviv means. V'lo yer p'nai rikam, kishet tavo b'roz p'nai b'ragolim. When you want to see Hashem at the ragolim, maybe you'll be olos, bring to me, karbonos ola. Pasuk tes zan. B'chai p'katsir b'kri masecha, the festival of harvesting, when your produce, your work has been fully grown, Asher to Rabba said that you plant in the field, Chai Gosev, and the festival of bringing in, Betiyat Hashimah at the end of the year, Bas Bacha as Masacha, when you gather in your work min hasada from the fuel. Says Rashi b'chag b'tzir u'chag shavuos b'krim asecha. That's when you start bringing bikurim. After the shalachim, a person cannot bring karbanos from the new crop. And you bring bikurim to the mikdash. We call shavuos yom habikurim. That's referring to sukkos. Basvachas matzacha. Should I call you masvachon because all the long atua misaveshes sados. The crop straight out in the field, the chagas osrim, osa albayas, and sukkos is when they bring it in. But we make sham because of the rain. Pasuk gedayin shalosh b'me shanal yerei kol zechoros b'nei hadon Hashem. 3 times a year, all your men shall appear before Hashem, your God. Shalosh b'me v'gomer l'fish inyin v'dabir b'shvias. Tzorik v'shmita, v'tzuch l'omer shalu yasit yistaru ragli v'mkomam. So, it has to say now, because we're talking about Shemitah, don't think the festival should be removed from their place. Meaning, why? Because since the times of the Yom Tovim, they're brought in terms of agricultural cycles. So you might have thought, during Shemitah there's no agriculture, so you might have thought there's no Shemitah. No, you still have to do it during that year. Kol zechorcha ha'zechar m'shalcha, all the males that belong to you. Understanding that, don't think it means kol zechorcha, that all the males that you own, but not that they themselves, it means the males among you, meaning everyone who's male in Klal Yisrael. Don't slaughter the blood of my offering on chametz. You can't leave over the fat of my festive offering for me to remain overnight. Don't shech the Pesach on the 14th until you destroy all the chametz. Nor can the fat of the karbanos be left overnight off the mizbeach. Still in the fire of the mizbeach, it should be a problem if it remains overnight. If it's on the fire, then it would be not a problem to have it over the entire night. It implies from this pasuk that as long as you put it on at some point at the night, even though it didn't fully burn, it's fine. For loyalin, ein lina ela ba'amar hashachar. The word lina means until the dawn, the break of dawn. Shemar adbok until the morning. But the entire night, you could bring it up from the floor of the Beis HaMikdash to the mizbeach the entire night. Pasuk Yitesh Rishis, the first of Bikurei Basva, the earliest of the first fruits. Tavibi Hashem Akal, I'll bring to the house of Hashem your God. Don't cook the tender young animal in its mother's milk. Because Rashi af shvius chayevus bebikur, kach never can. So as Rashi said, is emphasizing even during Shemitah you have to bring bikur. Rishis bekriyat masacha keitzad adam nechnas the sof sedeh, a person goes into his field, the roa teina shibikra karuchala gami l'simen umatisha. Rashi says you're tightening around. Like a string, and then you make it as a cement, and it consecrates it. The bikurim only come from the shivas aminim. A calf and a lamb is b'chlal. The word gedi, she'in gedi elishon v'arbrach, because the word gedi means a tender offspring. The mash amr shatam motzi b'kamim l'kol mispatora shakasev gedi v'tzichol farash akrav izim. Because it says gidi as the first word, and that's easy to explain what type of gidi it is. You go, anochi ashach gidi izim, es gidi izim, shnei gidi izim, lamicha shakol makom shenemer gidi stam, af ego v'kevesh b'mashma, seems like the word ego, and the word gidi in general, can include also a calf and a lamb, not just a goat. V'shosh b'kom was nechta v'tara. And this isra, basu v'chalav, is quoted 3 times in the Torah. So why? Echel isra achila, want to ask for the eating of the basu v'chalav, the Isra, no one for the Israel, no? You're getting benefit or selling it to someone, a non-Jew. The Echel Isra Bishul wants to answer cooking it together.